So I didn't miss you.
Oh?
And I'm upset that you're back.
And how's come you were, like, texting me and calling me and G-chatting me, like, all day the other day to come home a day early?
Because I wanted to see Captain America again. And I wanted you to bring the Apple TV. And I missed you. To the Exploding Barrel Podcast for July 31st, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Edge Guy. Say hi.
Hello.
And he is back from doing whatever the hell it was he was doing. Nobody really cares, so we won't ask him about it. So we're okay. Going to start off with news. Lots of stuff going on, especially with the 3DS and all that hullabaloo. So then we'll go into Let's Go Topical, our week in gaming, and the releases, and that'll be the show. So let's go ahead.
All right, 3DS price drop. Effective August 12th, it'll be $169.99.
So it's an $80 price drop.
Yes, that's more than a third of the price. Or not, almost a third of the price, rather.
I'm trying to do this math. Yes.
Slightly less than one third of the price.
That would be, yes.
In
80 times 2 or 3.
When did this system come out? March? So yeah. 5 months? Not even?
This thing's been out in the market that long, actually. Yeah. I mean, not that long. I mean, it feels like it came out last month, though.
Well,
relative to how much software has come out.
Yeah. Well, let's look at this now, then. So, in less than 5 months, they've dropped the prices drastically. They've never done that.
Sure they have.
No.
Not this drastically.
Not this drastically, this soon.
This soon, they think they have. GameCube got a price drop pretty quickly.
It did?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It did. You can look it up later.
But keep going.
It got a pretty quick price drop there. I mean, there's a lot of ways to take this. It's obviously not great news.
I think it's a complete admission of defeat and that the fact that they weren't ready.
Well, they were ready, maybe. The problem was they launched it at too high a price. They didn't have enough software available. They didn't have all the features ready at launch either.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, everything about this thing says we weren't ready.
They launched it too early, sure. They launched it too early and too much of a price. It's not.
I don't even think the $250 price was the problem.
I don't think it helped.
It was part of it. Yeah, it didn't help. But we've had one major release in that 5 month period, and it's a port.
Well, still, it sold a million copies.
Yeah, and it's a great game, but you can't have one port come out in 5 months, and that's it. This is what I understand. Super Nintendo came out, Mario game. Nintendo 64 comes out, Mario game. GameCube, Wii, 3DS, all launched without a Mario game. Hell, even the DSi at least had, or the DS, whatever, had the 64 port.
You know, you'd think they would have figured out that it's important to get those ready.
I know.
If you have to delay your system launch to wait for the Mario game to be ready, then do that.
I think the system could have come out at Christmas. They could have had a Mario game. They could have had...
They could have had Mario Kart and Mario for launch. And
Zelda.
And Zelda Remake.
And Star Fox.
Like, the stuff you could have, like, held off on would be freaking Pilot Wings and Nintendogs and cats.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at the launch lineup. I mean, it was Pilot Wings, Nintendogs, ports,
like, the best thing was Street Fighter, and that's not great. That's just Street Fighter 4 again. No, it was not a great launch, and they really should have held off on some things. I kind of like the servants package we're getting, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice.
10 free NES games and 10 free Game Boy Advance games.
Which
set in stone
that those systems will be on the virtual console.
Well, they claim
really
that the Game Boy Advance games will not be available to the general public,
okay,
which is probably a lie.
Who runs this company? Either,
what do you mean?
Either one of two things. Either they're stupid
or they're
lying.
Well, they're not. You can't say they're lying because they say they have no plans to do that. I think they just want to make it sound more exclusive than it will be. Of course, they're going to sell Yoshi's Island and Metroid Fusion on their virtual console store. You're still looking at this thing about the GameCube?
I just can't find a price list anywhere. I'll get it. Keep going. Don't mind me.
I feel like I'm carrying this show while you're Googling things. But, I mean, that's nice. That's 20 games. I don't think I bought 20 virtual console games during the entire
week. I think Nintendo's finally realizing that as much as it's nice to make profit on your hardware at launch, you can't.
No, it's a good thing now they're like, okay, well we're not going to make a profit on the hardware anymore, but we can get enough out there and sell games. The problem is that it was doing so poorly that third-party publishers wanted out.
Yeah.
They were canceling games, delaying games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you look at how many games have been canceled for this thing. I mean, not least of all, Mega Man Legends 3, but...
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think there was some game, a couple, you literally just said, we're delaying it until there's a bigger install base for the system.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we're not going to take a chance. We're going to wait. I mean, do you think this is all doom and gloom, though? Do you think this is the end of the 3DS?
No, I don't. I think it's just, it needs to be a wake-up call for Nintendo. I don't want them to make the same mistakes with the Wii U. When the Wii U comes out, there needs to be a strong launch library. Library. God damn it.
You said it fine.
I did say it right.
I don't know why
library.
You're aware.
Library.
Library. Just go.
They need to have their online system in place. I mean, they just announced this week that the 3DS and Wii U are going to support DLC. Like, that's like some great revelation, which from Nintendo, I guess it is, but
DLC.
Hey, guess what? That's kind of commonplace.
Remember when DLC was a hot topic issue in, like, 2006?
Yeah, well, Nintendo's like, well, we won't use it, but we understand the need of other parties. Well, yeah, it's 2011. DLC's
yeah, they,
kind of a big
yeah,
deal.
They want this shit now. Yeah, that's just... It kind of all comes back to the Wii U and how that thing is going to be handled and what that launch is going to be like and what kind of functionality it's going to have. That's just a whole other thing here. I think the 3DS will be fine. I think Christmas time, it'll certainly recuperate. I mean, I'm glad that they did do this than just do nothing.
Right.
I mean, it's weird that the 3DS is suddenly more of a failure to a lot of people's eyes because they did this. As if, you know... It was already not doing great. This helps, at least. You can't turn the
right.
Act to negative thing.
Of course, what's crazy now is it costs just as much as the DSi XL.
Oh, really?
And they have no plan on dropping that price.
Well, the DS was outselling the 3DS for a couple months there, I think.
Handedly, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, I'm glad they did the price drop. It's more than I would have expected.
Right.
For
That's
sure.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, you know... It doesn't bother you and I. We've had this discussion, but you have, like, you know, the pundits who are like, oh, this is a betrayal of my trust.
No, if you're an early adopter, you always take that risk. That's just stupid. I hate all these people who are complaining who already bought one. That's what, you know, by definition, early adopters pay more.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
We're going to talk about this more in Let's
right.
Go Topical.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We should save it, but.
We're talking about this whole issue a bit more. But, yeah, incredibly interesting. Have you found anything about the GameCube yet?
I can't find, like, just a list of price drop dates.
Well, why don't you just worry about it later, then?
I am.
You can take my word on it. It had a price drop.
All right. Want to move on?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so, as you guys speculated on the show you did while I was gone, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is a thing. Much like Super Street Fighter 4, it is a standalone retail game. And they were going to dole out the characters slowly, like they did with the last game, but, oops, they left all the artwork on their server.
That was just bad. Like, they weren't, like, hacked
it's
into.
Idiotic. No, it's just
people just
directory.
guessed URLs, I think.
Yeah.
Like, what in this day and age, when, like, companies are getting legitimately hacked into, you're just leaving stuff on your website? Come
mm-hmm.
on.
Well, so we have the list. From Capcom, Strider.
Cool. From NBC, too.
Mm-hmm. Firebrand, which is those little demon bad guys from
See, that's
kind of
weird to me. Just, like, a generic bad guy. Like, whatever. I'm not in love with that choice.
Virgil. Who's Virgil?
I think he's another... Yeah, he's another Devil May Cry character, so that's kind of lame.
Oh, great. That's what we need.
Yeah, we already have two of those. Is that series that great, really?
Nemesis.
That's cool.
Frank West, who was supposed
Expected.
To be in the game. And Phoenix Wright.
Which is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank God they finally did that.
And the reason now that Mike is fine with paying full price instead of downloading this.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know whoever...
See, on the
Marvel... Oh, Mega Man, not there still.
No Mega Man.
There is... Okay, there...
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we're talking about that later.
Let's see. Marvel's in. You got Ghost Rider. I can
support
that.
Makes a lot of sense.
Doctor Strange.
Like, also very cool.
Nova. Who's Nova?
I don't know who Nova is.
Rocket Raccoon.
I have no idea what this is, but I saw the picture and it was literally like a raccoon.
Hawkeye?
Yeah, Hawkeye. That's fine.
Iron Fist.
He's a guy. He fights with his hands, I think. He's not very exciting.
What happened to, like, Gambit? Cyclops?
Yeah, the Marvel picks, I feel like they were trying to go more obscure. And some people like that. I don't. If you're doing the all-stars from every game, you don't have
you
goddamn
go
Rocket Raccoon.
After you've gotten all the mainstays in.
Right, no,
that's
exactly.
That's when you go obscure.
No, exactly. I mean, I think Punisher's not in there. That kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I said, no Cyclops and Gambit from MVC 2 would have been nice. Yeah, the Marvel side's a little weak, except for Doctor Strange and Ghost Rider. Those are kind of all weird choices to me.
Yeah, but we'll get into that one later too. They announced Freddy Krueger as a playable character coming to Mortal Kombat.
That's pretty neat.
That's neat. The trailer for him is pretty cool.
Mortal Kombat is a very different way of doing this. It's just, here's one character, you pay this much and you get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like that better, I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Because I know what I'm getting.
I don't really care. I don't have a preference one either. I still have to download those characters. I want to get Rain.
Yeah, I know. They all kind of came out while I was gone, but I do plan on going back and getting them.
Right.
He was so good. Let's see. So, BioWare has heard your cries, and they are going to include female Commander Shepard in the marketing for Mass Effect 3, most notably on the cover of the collector's
edition. That wasn't my cry.
Not the royal you.
I understand.
But they're actually crowdsourcing it to 6 different choices for what the official Femme Shep should look like. It's all on Facebook. I just like one.
I thought there always was an official Femme Shep.
There kind of
wasn't. Wasn't there that redheaded girl? And I thought that
she wasn't really pushed that hard. So I guess they decided to just go from scratch.
Because, like, if you can just pick generic male Shepard, right? In the game. I assume that there was a choice for generic female Shepard.
I believe. And there's a few presets, but...
I mean, whatever.
I look like mine. I like my female Shepard.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay, let's see. They announced GoldenEye Reloaded, which is an HD version of the GoldenEye remake that came on the Wii last year.
I still don't understand GoldenEye. I don't understand Love. I don't understand how we're re-releasing this game again.
Well, here's the thing. They announced that this was the plan all along. They were working on this when they started the Wii version, but the Wii version was done a lot sooner.
Right.
So, I mean, here's the thing. The game itself is actually, it's not a complete, like, just a straight up remake of GoldenEye. It's basically a new game. It has Daniel Craig in it.
New, like, I don't know.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
They make a whole lot of waves on the Wii.
I want to play it in HD with two analog sticks.
Well, does one version have online support and stuff, I take it then?
Yeah, like, so this should, by all accounts, actually end up being pretty good.
I mean, maybe. I just don't care about GoldenEye. I just don't.
Okay. Let's see. My phone's ringing. That's weird.
Is it? It's just like, someone wants to talk to me. How bizarre. What? How unusual.
Yes.
Next.
Let's see. Microsoft announced 2 new accessories for the 360. One is a new media remote. Yep, there goes my cell phone, but I forgot to silence. A little Warcraft for you. Let's see, a new God media remote. That's like whatever.
Bush League, Edge Guy, Bush League.
Oh, like you don't do it every week.
Nope.
Let's see, the other big one is going to be a new 360 wireless headset that also has Bluetooth. Now, when it talks to the 360, it'll just use the 360's wireless protocol. But, like, in their mind, Bluetooth it with your phone. In my mind, Bluetooth it with my PlayStation.
I was about to say, yeah.
One headset to rule them all.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Yeah, so I might actually have voice on my PlayStation 3
game. That was very nice of Microsoft to do that. I'll totally get one of these.
Yeah, and I can do Uncharted 3 multiplayer with voice. Hooray.
Sony should be thanking them. So we got, like, a few bit of details on Phantasy Star Online 2. Did you see the trailer?
No. I was confused by this game's announcement. Isn't Phantasy Star Universe Phantasy Star Online 2? Or does that not count anymore?
If you played it, you wouldn't think it was
Okay,
Phantasy
I know
Star
it was
Online
bad,
2.
But like, will this one not be bad? Isn't it the same people?
That's God, what I'm hoping.
Like, I don't understand. How are they like, we're going to do a better job this time? Last time we didn't try very hard.
Yeah, they didn't.
I don't know. What was the
From
detail?
From the look of it, it looks a lot more like PSO.
PSO is very much a product of its time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really do a PSO 2.
Probably not. It's got jumping now.
When you think about it, PSO was a game where there were 4 levels that you played over and over again.
Yeah.
This was kind of before MMOs. This is like pre-WoW. You had like EverQuest maybe around here.
Really? I mean, PSO shared most in common with Diablo 2.
Yeah, no, it was a lot like Diablo 2, but not... It wasn't as good as Diablo 2. The thing that made it stand out was that it was on a console. And it was like, yeah... Like I said, I just don't know. I just don't know if you can go home again. I mean, I remember when they
to get it right. That's the thing.
I remember when they re-released PSO on Xbox and GameCube. I was like, sweet, I can play PSO again. It was like a 2-year-old game at that point, and already I was like, man, this is kind
you
of
can
a,
play it right now on your PC. Bloopers.
Yeah, I'm like, this is kind of a dated experience.
One cool thing they're doing is like you're still playing 4-person groups, but then there are certain missions that you get 3 4-person groups, basically a raid.
Okay. I mean, I want to believe.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
For those of you who might hear noise in the background, our brother Chris has unexpectedly showed up in the house.
Go downstairs and play Halo.
Yeah. Go downstairs and play Halo. We'll be there later. I hate Halo. You were playing it yesterday.
I played for 5 minutes and stuff.
You're the worst.
He'll be fine. He'll entertain himself.
Go do something and take Jesse with you. Okay, fine.
He's playing Deep Fortress.
Okay, so Dragon Age 2 is the latest EA game to be taken off of Steam.
Once again, it's Steam's fault, and nobody seems very outraged, do they?
Well, here EA just straight up blamed Valve. But here's the thing. The reason it got pulled, it was pulled by Valve, is because it directly violated Steam's DLC policy.
Their policy is that you have to be able to buy the DLC off of Steam only.
Right. And they do it in-game.
Why should it not be in-game? This sounds like a bad policy on Steam's part.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just...
Why do they have this policy to force people to buy their things off of Steam, which is exactly what people hate. Like, oh, they're limiting our options. Oh, Steam's doing it. Never mind. That's cool.
I just said it is a bad policy, but it is the policy.
It's a stupid policy.
Basically,
of course the people want game. That's what EA does. They have an in-store. They make it a part of their game, the Cerberus network and all that stuff.
Basically, I just want both of them to just deal with their shit. I like EA games and I like Steam, and I want to buy my EA games on Steam.
Okay, who's in the wrong here?
Both of them.
Oh, please, both of them. It's all Valve this time, and you know it.
Mostly Valve.
Yeah, it is mostly Valve.
I just want to be able to buy Mass Effect 3 on Steam. I don't want to use Origin.
Lack of outrage just is so absurd to me.
Here's why, Mike. Because people want Steam to win, and here's why. When I look at my system tray, I want one icon down there, Steam. I don't want and Impulse and Origin and like eight other services running all the time.
That's fine, but you can't go and criticize all these other people for stupid things like, oh my god, EA has their own online store now. They're so evil. Wow. Like, people were literally like...
I didn't say it's evil. I just think it's dumb.
Why? They can do one what they want to, whatever.
That's fine, but just, I don't want to have to use it.
Then don't.
But I can't get the freaking games.
Because Valve booted it. What do you want?
I don't like it.
You can get it somewhere now. Oh, God, so stupid. People need to just stop writing their love letters to Valve for a second. Open your eyes. Yes, guys, Half-Life 2 is really good. But you can't just let them get away with like as much shit as they want to.
Okay.
Next.
Well, speaking of companies being dumb, Ubisoft, after kind of getting rid of it, has brought back their always online DRM for Driver San Francisco and From Dust. I don't have like a constant internet connection in my apartment as I'm moving out, I could appreciate people hating this.
Well, doesn't bother me.
All right.
Got nothing to say about this. Hasn't been said.
Okay. Now my final news story. We have one more free pack of DLC coming to Red Dead Redemption, the Myths and Mavericks pack. We have some new character models and locations.
That's nice, I guess. Squeeze just a little bit more out of that rock.
It's like, I didn't expect that, so hey, all right. Bonus.
All right, let's go topical. Okay. You're kind of running this show this week, I guess.
Okay.
You got the laptop.
Since I got the laptop here.
You can go ahead and answer first, though, or whatever.
But. Okay. First topic. You wish you held off on buying a 3DS. Did we have a 2.0 from last week?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do
that. You can do that, yeah. We can do that towards the end.
Yeah. Do you wish that, Mike?
Not really. I mean, I was an early adopter because I wanted it right away. It's fun to own new tech. You know that's what you're paying for. I kind of am excited about these 20 free games, to be honest. I know
that's nice.
A lot of people don't share that, but, you know, Metroid Fusion, Yoshi's Island, Mario Kart, the Game Boy Advance ones especially, yeah, those will all be pretty good, I imagine. I mean... I don't know. For me, I'm not a very regretful kind of guy, personality-wise, anyways.
Right.
You're not going to go
through the rest of your life. If only I had $80 more in my bank account, life would be so much better.
No, exactly. Money that I have spent on the past is usually the last thing on my mind. That money's gone. It's cool. Whatever. I won a 3DS. I got one. And I'll still have one. And I'll get this stuff. Whatever. How about you?
I mean, you've used it. Even though there's been a plethora of options out there.
Ocarina of Time. It took a month, whatever, to play. And I'm playing Link's Awakening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, those are both older games, but whatever. Right. I'm still using the system. I had fun with the Find Me stuff, especially at E3. It's not like I've gotten the 3DS and haven't used it and been mad about how much it sucks. I mean, are you upset you got it?
No. I mean, you know, like we all agreed 250 was too high a price in the first place anyway, but we still bought it.
I think, and then, to be fair, I think I was arguing that it wasn't at the time, somewhat vehemently, but clearly the market has spoken otherwise.
Right, and that's what it is. Guess what, everybody? You know how like we all bitch about the prices on like DLC and downloadable games and this and that being too high, and we tell you, well, don't buy it? This is what happens. It works. Companies will respond.
Yeah, you didn't buy it this time, and now here's the price drop.
Unfortunately, everyone bought $15 DLC for Call of Duty, so guess what? That ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
If you all would have bought $250 3DSs, this price drop would not have happened. So guess what? You can vote with your wallets.
There you go.
You know, the economy does work. Hi, we're recording. What's everyone doing home early?
I have no idea.
Go record upstairs. No one will be here.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun.
All right. Anyway, moving on. he's downstairs. Let's see.
Don't ask us questions now.
No.
No, the dog has not been fed. Oh, God.
Mike, you will buy Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Of course I am. Phoenix Wright's in it. I guess that's it.
Like you should be buying Ultimate Marvel.
No, I have no problem with it. For you. Well, it's just like Super Street Fighter. This does not bother me. I don't know why this bothers you.
I just wanted
to. This one's earlier than Street Fighter, like Marvel's Capcom 3 would not even be a year old yet this time, I guess.
But here's the thing.
What?
It happened with Super Street Fighter. Everybody in the world was like, this is stupid. Like, why is this downloadable? And Capcom's excuse is, well, we didn't plan for it. Marvel's Capcom 3 supports DLC.
They blamed the tsunami this time.
What?
I know.
What?
That's kind of becoming the Japanese scapegoat.
Are you kidding me?
Something, the tsunami made them do it?
No! That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. No! No!
They said they were planning to release most of them as DLC and then the tsunami.
Guess what? The tsunami's gone. You could still release it as DLC. That's ridiculous.
All right, let's not be insensitive.
That's ridiculous. Are you kidding?
No, look. I'd rather just buy one big update, honestly, than have to buy 10 DLC packages. I really would.
Yeah, but like, why can't I just download the whole thing as a DLC? Why'd I have to buy another disc?
I don't know. It's a totally different package. You know how it is. Super Street Fighter 4, different... many different everything, different voices. It's more than just characters.
I
all these levels, all the small
Xbox.
Tweaks and everything.
So you still could download that
because, like, it's not like they don't interface with each other. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 people are not going to be able to play with Marvel vs. Capcom 3 players. It's an entirely different product. I still don't understand the outrage. This is how they've been running this.
Yeah, but
I know.
Can we agree that Capcom's making some pretty poor decisions of late?
Yeah, sure. But I would not put this one up there with them, to be honest.
No.
This is what they do. This is fine. I'll pay $40 for it. $40 for a very good fighting game with whatever. Sell your copy of Marvel's Capcom 3 now. I'll get some money for it. I have no problem with this.
All right. Well, speaking of Capcom and poor decisions, do you think Capcom has a personal vendetta against Mega Man?
Okay. So, Inafune left.
Uh-huh.
Mega Man
probably
got
didn't help things.
Which didn't help things. But after that, Mega Man Universe canceled after they made a pretty big deal about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Man Legends 3 canceled. Mega Man
made a huge deal about it.
Which they made a huge deal about. Mega Man, not in even Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, put Firebrand in there instead, and Virgil. Does it not begin to seem kind of like suspicious? Like there's like a literal like anti-Mega Man vendetta all of a sudden?
Honestly, I think Capcom doesn't know what to do with him. Because here's what happened. Like, Mega Man was kind of on cruise control for a while. They had all the, like, Battle Network games coming out for GBA. Those were doing fairly well with kids. And, like, okay, that was a nice little cash cow. Then Mega Man 9 came out. And everyone freaked out. And everyone loved
it. Yeah, but they didn't capitalize that at all. They capitalized that by just doing Mega Man 10, which
exactly.
was lazy.
They're like, oh, well, great, Mega Man's making money again. Quick, do another one. And they missed the point.
The point was that it was
this one-off, special kind of thing. As soon as they made it routine, all the magic died.
Right. They immediately just went back to the old problem. Like, no, you just made another lazy sequel again.
Right.
What the hell?
But it feels like, to me, all these other Mega Man projects were, like, greenlit in that period between 9 and 10. We're like, oh, Mega Man's big again. Then, like, Mega Man 10 didn't do that well because it was a pretty obvious cash-in. And so it's like, oh, well, we don't know what to do now. So let's just wait a little while and cancel
it. But still, the fishy thing is, like, he's not even in freaking Marvel's Capcom still?
I know.
You're going to add this because, like, Mega Man is not in there in any way, shape, or form? Like, really? And also be like, oh, that's just so predictable. That's such a bullshit answer. I'm sick of hearing that. Mm-hmm. Like, get rid of Ryu then, okay?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Can you imagine this game without Ryu? People would cry.
Yeah, honestly.
It would be literal tears.
But...
I don't
it just seems weird.
I don't get it. Especially And it's not like... It's one thing when a company cancels a game that wasn't really pushed that hard. Something like that Pirates of the Caribbean game. Like, yeah, we knew about it. It was kind of shown at E3 behind closed doors. It wasn't really that big a thing. They had the community involved in the development process.
Right, there's like a... Yeah, I like how that one person blamed the lack of community interest in it. I'm like, well, you see the outrage that happened? Seems like there's a pretty large amount of community interest now. Maybe we should get back on that then.
Yeah, like... I just
don't...
Nothing about... Inafune leaving probably didn't help any of this.
I mean, look, it's still Mega Man. I'm sure they're still going to make a Mega Man game and try to make some money, but they just need to really go all out, make a big AAA Mega Man game.
Right.
Like, finally, like, put a lot of effort into one. I don't know. I have no idea if they will. Just all very weird to me.
I know. I've never understood it. I cannot figure out what they're doing.
Yeah, they can't handle Mega Man anymore. It seemed like for a while, Capcom was like the first Japanese third-party publisher to really get this next gen, this current gen.
I feel like once they hit like the bar, they stayed right there.
Like with Lost Planet and Dead Rising, like they were on it before
a lot of other people.
What
have they really done beyond that?
Since then, yeah, Resident Evil 5 was fine, and next.
You wrote these very well. They all lead into each other very nicely.
Oh, thank you.
Developers should have the community help design games.
I kind of hate this.
Me too.
I don't like this. I don't like. I did not like that aspect.
You know why, Michael? I don't design video games
because I'm not.
I'm not a game designer.
Like when it was like the thing like which design for the female female protagonist?
You're not really designing the game anyway. All you're doing is voting on cosmetics.
Well, here's what I don't like about it. Because they just give me pictures. I'm like, what's her personality? What's her part of the story? I feel like these should be important factors in how this character should look. Why don't you make this decision?
Yeah.
You probably have more details. And I hate that with this the femme chef poll also. Like, oh, which one is going to be the cover?
And all that is it's just which one's going to be on the cover. It doesn't change the game.
I know, but even so, I just don't like this. I we're trying to get the community involved. I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, just make the game.
But here's my problem with, because now all of a sudden, with Mega Legends, you're like, oh, there's a lack of interest. They won't help us design the game. Well, I don't want to design your game. I want to play your game.
You know why I didn't do it? Because I didn't care. I just want to play it.
I'm not
going to
go in your stupid dev room.
There's three Mega Mans, and like, one's got lighter blue armor. I don't care.
Yeah, there's like,
pick one.
Pick the
really
Mega Man Legends line. I'm like, they're all fine, okay? I don't care.
And it's just, too, like, there's such... We're kind of jumping back and forth between topics here, I think. There's such that bait and switch, too. Like, well, we're going to release, like, the beta version or whatever on the eShop, and we'll see how that does, and that'll be our metric. And they never even, like, gave that the chance.
Honestly, yeah. You couldn't have got that one out there.
Yeah. Like, you're right there. That had to be close to being done.
Yeah. They thought it was going to be
the eShop got delayed a month. They even had another month.
Again, I don't know.
Next. Yeah. Developers, you make your own games. We're fine. We'll play them. Let's see. Next up, the 3DS's early price drop will hurt the Wii U's launch.
There's some people who are saying a lot of people are going to avoid adopting a Wii U early now because they may suspect a price drop for it.
Well, not even that. I just think Nintendo has kind of had a history of crappy console launches.
Let me think. Well, the Wii's was okay.
Wii's okay, only by virtue of the fact that they were lucky and that they had a GameCube Zelda game that they could quickly port to the Wii.
Right.
I mean, take that
away.
They had
Wii Sports.
Take that away, you have Wii Sports.
What else was there? Red Steel. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
3DS had didn't have a strong launch lineup. GameCube didn't really have that great of a launch lineup.
GameCube was okay.
Luigi's Mansion, which was fine.
Luigi's Mansion, Monkey Ball, Rogue Leader. That was pretty good.
Okay.
And, like, a Wave Race game I never played, to be honest.
Like, but the Wii U, unless it's launching with, like, a Mario game, like...
I bet it'll launch with a new Super Mario Brothers game.
At least.
It will.
Something. Jeez.
It will. It'll launch with that, and I don't know what else I'll have, right?
I mean, like the fact that just this week they're like, oh yeah, we're going to have DLC. Isn't that great? Like, no, that's expected.
Yeah.
Like, they have to have some kind of decent online infrastructure, which frankly I'm doubting more and more every day.
Internal.
I mean, obviously price will be a factor.
Like I said,
I think the Wii U will still be fine at launch.
It's just, I feel like the Nintendo has been trying to tell the industry what it should do rather than following industry trends.
Yeah, like, doesn't want to follow trends.
Biting them in the
like,
butt.
It's being stubborn about it.
Right.
Like oh, we're Nintendo, and we beat to our own drum.
We don't want to undervalue software, so we're going to sell, you know, freaking that submarine game for the 3DS for $40. If that was on the iPhone, and it was more than $3, people would complain.
Yeah, probably.
Like, straight up.
Is the next one the last one?
Yes.
That's the community. Why don't you say what last week's community question
was? Oh,
okay,
let's do last week's community question, where you asked, do you plan to buy Catherine? Why or why not? And it is Catherine with a C. Catherine with a K is the one that he's engaged to.
Okay, cool.
The good Catherine, as it were. So
why is she good? Why are you making these assumptions? What's wrong with the other Catherine? Just because she has more fun?
Because when she has sex with guys, they die.
Is that? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think. I don't know. It's bizarre.
I didn't know she was cursed.
Mark Whiting says, duh. Had it pre-ordered for months now. Something I never do. Points in favor. A. Totally unique subject matter and presentation. B. Totally weird. C. Supposedly viciously difficult. This was a done deal way before I started seeing the glowing reviews roll in. Take my money, Atlas.
Cool. Cool.
Matthew Mason. Before I say no, I'd like to preface this comment by saying I'm glad Atlas brought the game over, regardless. Diversity is king, and Atlas is pushing that cause. That being said, I wanted to punch all the characters in the face from the demo because they annoyed the living fuck out of me.
Well, I mean, we both obviously don't have it yet. I mean, you just got home from a long vacation. I was at a store, and I saw it, and I almost got it. I couldn't really justify it at the moment, though. I have so many games I have to play from the Steam sale,
from the sound of it, it doesn't sound like it's that long.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm going to get it. I will.
I'm wrong about that.
I don't know if you are.
I'll play your copy.
Yeah, you're not going to get it, are you?
I played the Japanese demo when it came out. I mean, the block-pushing stuff is, you know, it's neat.
Did you ever try the Personas?
Yes.
Four?
Yes.
You didn't like that?
No, I just played your copy and didn't have it with me, so I didn't really stick with it or anything.
Okay. I mean love those.
This isn't an Atlas knock on my part. Just the game doesn't... I mean, I know a lot of people don't feel this way, but games like this, like things like Deadly Premonition and
I wouldn't put this in here with Deadly Premonition.
But I'm just saying, where people are like, oh, well, the game's so weird and bizarre and I have to support it. And it's like... Weird and bizarre is new. How's it play? Does it play well? Like, you know, are all the mechanics working? Like, you know, like people talk about Deadly Premonition. Oh, well, the story's kind of crap, and the controls were bad, and the gameplay was kind of boring, and the graphics were strange, and the voice acting was pretty awful. But it was a neat concept. Like, I'm beyond neat concepts. I feel like we have enough of those that, with the amount of games coming out and the amount of time I have to play them, I really have a hard time diving into a game that's that long if it's not going to be, like, a complete package. Like, my neat concept time is spent on $10 downloadable games that I could play in an hour.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how... But this game may just be more than just a crazy concept. And
well, I mean, from what I can tell, the game is two parts to it. Basically, there's the puzzle block-pushing part, and then there's almost like the kind of like the RPG-ish dating game sort of thing.
You don't have like a sort of bizarre guilty pleasure with those sort of things, though? I kind of do. I'll admit it.
Yeah, I do, but... Not that's going to take 40 hours.
Did you play Harvest Moon 64, like, really obsessed about marrying one of the farm girls?
You did.
I did. Like, I kind of get into that. Like, oh, man. Like, I get this girl present, and she's going to like me. And, like, I like this farm girl. I get into that.
I understand why people do like it. That's great. I'm just saying it's not for me.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so this is the community question this week, and I'll ask you first. The Vita will have similar or worse launch than the 3DS.
Now, here's another aspect of this launch. The people are saying they dropped the price because they're worried about competing with the Vita. How is the Vita, which is the successor to the PSP, a system that was not very popular here, whereas the 3DS was a successor to an incredibly popular system? It's having the problems it did. The Vita, again, successor to the PSP, looks exactly like it. If you just look at the Vita, it looks like a PSP.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? And you could say it's a better value at $250, but how is that not going to have the same exact market issues?
Again, I'll say software is king.
If it launches with
that Uncharted game,
that can help a lot.
And they have a Killzone game on there, and Resistance, and the Ratchet and Clank.
I mean, look, the switcheroo is not unprecedented. We saw the PS2 was king, and then PS3 was bad, and GameCube was bad, and now Wii was king. I mean, it, you know, it's crazy. It's hard to imagine.
And it feels like this might even be the perfect storm for
it's hard to imagine, but Vita may be more successful
and here's
than
your
3DS.
Thing too. I almost feel like the Vita is easier to compare to an iPod Touch. And it's actually quite a bit cheaper than an iPod Touch.
Still, the problems with the PS3 were very... We knew what they were. It was way too expensive. Mm-hmm. It was just... It was really just too much going on there. The Vita... It really is just kind of – it's almost what the PS3 should have been. It's just a better PSP. But again, the PSP wasn't popular. And again, you look at that thing, it looks like a PSP.
Yeah.
It may as well be a PSP too. And that was not a popular brand here. It just wasn't. So I think the Vita
– I think we've proven that maybe brand name isn't as important because by that same logic, the 3DS should have sold like gangbusters.
Well, then the Wii U's in trouble, ain't it?
Yeah. It could be.
Could be. It'll be interesting to see. I think that it might have a slow launch just like the 3DS did, though. All right. But that's a community question also. So let us know how you think the Vita is going to do at launch and what if it's going to have a similar problem that the 3DS had or if it will be okay. All right. I guess you haven't really been playing much, huh?
Let's see. I beat Kirby's Dream Land on the Virtual Console.
The original. And yes. that's like an great hour-long game. It's fun.
A lot of little personality in that Game Boy sprite.
I know.
It's kind of amazing.
It's kind of so pretty adorable little guy there.
Yeah. I don't know. You talk. I know you played stuff.
Yeah, I played a bunch of things.
If anything.
Bastion, for one.
Tell me about Bastion.
Oh, Bastion is great.
I'm excited for you to play that.
Yeah, Bastion is... one of the best Xbox Live Arcade games. And I think people kind of know what it's about. It's like a top-down isometric action RPG almost. And, you know, the whole kind of neat thing is, like, you have this narrator who's constantly narrating the story as you're going. And it actually is a really neat story, and it's very interesting. And it has this beautiful hand-drawn look to it. It has a really good weapon system with not customized so much, but just upgrading weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like go to home base. You have to build up the base or like the town, I would call it, to get more abilities and whatever. A lot of neat things. Like there's almost like a thing like the skulls in Halo 3 where they would like make things more difficult.
Or like mutators, kind
of. Right. Yeah. Except they're like god. They're idols of gods. If you activate them, like it'll do certain things, but you'll get more XP and money instead. It's like a trade off for that. There's spirits, so whenever you level up, you can get a new spirit, and again, those are more perks. Like I said, there's a lot of customizing that can actually go on while you're playing the game, and it's all very fun. And with every weapon, there's a challenge area where you have to like complete like just a little, like challenge based around the weapon. So there's like a shotgun, and it's like, you know, kill all these targets real quickly with the scattered the shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, the one with the hammer is just wipe out all of this trash here as fast as possible. Like the one, it's like for the bow and arrow, is just destroy all these targets in as few shots as possible.
Yeah.
And depending on how well you do in the challenge, you get a certain amount of prizes. Like you mostly materials to upgrade weapons, and the last one like a special ability, stuff like that. But no, it's just a really fun game, real good looking game. I had a great time with that.
Cool.
Then been playing From Dust.
Yeah, I watched you play it. That game looks sweet.
And From Dust is really neat. Now, there's some things about From Dust I like better than others. Like most games, it starts simpler. It gets more complicated. Sometimes there's too much going on. I liked some of the earlier levels better almost. And at first, when all you can really move was just... like basically, the whole conceit is that you're called like the breath or something, and you can pick up dirt or water, and you can move it around. So like at first, it's basically a water redirecting game.
Okay.
There's rivers and stuff, and like... they're in your way, so you're picking up dirt and changing the course of a river or a pond or making ponds and stuff. It's neat. It gets more complicated though, because soon you have lava, and if you pick up lava, then you can make rock or like, you know, higher mountains. But it can catch trees on fire, which can burn your village. Then you have to start over. Then like, and the thing I really don't like is there's trees. There's fire trees and water trees, and like fire trees are just always on fire, and water trees will let out water sometimes. Like I said, it's like, and then you get all these powers. It just starts getting more complicated when I was actually pretty happy just redirecting water.
Right.
I kind of thought that was the neat aspect of it. But no, it is still really fun. It's
looks
not
pretty.
Yeah, but I guess you would call it a god game for lack of anything better to call it.
Right.
But like I said, it's really neat. Be careful turning that thing because it'll get loose and fall.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going back and forth.
Yeah, you're messing around with a lamp right now in case people can't tell, and I'm worried you're going to break it. But yeah, I very much enjoyed From Dust. trying to think if there's anything else I played of any importance or value.
Any games or anything? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't think you play anything. I've been playing Link's Awakening because I beat
Ocarina of Time.
Beat Ocarina of Time, finally. In my lifetime, I beat that game.
Oh, good.
Link's Awakening, you know. It's Link's Awakening.
It's a good game.
It is a good game. Guess that's all I have to say about that. All right, you're yawning. Let's get to the releases.
Releases. Let's see. Bleach, Soul Resurrection for the PS3. Pirates of Black Cove for PC. Limbo's coming to PC. Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet to XBLA.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. That's basically a Metroidvania kind of game, but you're in a spaceship.
Yep. Phineas and Ferb Across the Second Dimension for PS3, DS, and Wii.
Oh, man.
One Epic Game. What is this? I don't know. It's on PSP.
That's one Epic Game.
I guess so. And Sesame Street Ready, Set, Grover for the Wii and DS.
That's so, not going to be as good
so
as...
So, big week.
Yeah, not quite. Basically, it's only Twisted Shadow Planet, huh?
Yep.
All right, then. Something to look forward to, anyways. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/explodingbarrel, on Facebook, at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Be sure to go there and answer our weekly Let's Go Topo question, which again was, how do you think the Vita is going to do at launch? And you can find us in the iTunes Music Store and the Zoom Marketplace, and I guess that's it. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. See you next time, right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.